Just a little bit of understanding of the offense, familiarity of the system, the culture here, and hopefully some great plays.
How much have you dug in? How much have you been able to see the playbook and talk to coaches about your role? Is that kind of up in the air?
I think the coaches have a plan to use me in space and use me as a mismatch guy. I received the playbook last week, so I've been studying really hard on that. And it's a first day of practice. Went through the script, knew a lot of things, have some things to work on. So every day is just a goal to get better.
Think you can return some kicks? I know your name's come up in that discussion.
Well, I'm taking it one day at a time. Right now, I'm on the kickoff team. That's the only thing we installed today. So I get one rep at returner and just kind of try to make the most of the opportunity.
Do you relish that idea of playing a lot of spots, a lot of ways they can use you?
Definitely. I did it. I've done it my whole entire life. I did it in high school, did it in college. So I love to do it in this league against professionals. And anything they ask me to do, I'll do it. Really excited to be here. And honestly, I'm living the dream. So whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it.
What have your initial impressions been of Coach Reich?
I like him. He seems like a winner. I like the legacy he's brought with him. And even just coaching the five things great players do is great because he's been around a lot of great players. He's played in the NFL. Even my coach, Coach Rathman, they both played in the NFL, so it's great to listen to guys who've been there.
Naheem, I'm sure you have friends who got drafted before in the league or whatever. How much of being in the right system is a key to success? It seems like this could be a good fit for you. Have you given that any thought?
Yes. I think that makes or breaks your career. Even in college, if you don't go to the right system, you won't be used correctly. So I think this is a great fit. Hopefully I'll make it the best and make it work. Hopefully I'll be a Colt for my entire career, however long that is. And I think it's a great fit, like I said earlier.
When you moved from receiver to running back, what was the biggest challenge for you?
Just learning the defense, honestly. At receiver, no, I played running back my entire life, so I'm used to getting hit. Even when I was a receiver, I played very physical, so contact wasn't it. It was just learning the defense, and now that I learned defenses in college, I know a lot of the fronts and things and blitz tails, so it wasn't really the contact.
How does that help your vision at this point? Because if you're used in sort of a hybrid role, you're kind of playing both positions.
I think it helps because as a receiver, I could learn coverages based off the safeties and leverage. So that helps me in the backfield because based off the coverage, you know, what blitzes could possibly come, what blitzes won't come. So I think that'll help.
Chris Ballard told us he already knows you're going to be a good teammate. Why would he say something like that?
I think I have a good record of that. I think I'm very respectful and I'll do anything to help. I'm not going to say I have a leadership role or anything like that, but I'll do anything to help my teammates. And if people don't know anything, I know I'll help. I think it's his first impression of me, honestly. I think those go a long way, so I always try to do my best to make a good first impression.
I think there's going to be a lot of pass protection, obviously, that you have to learn. Is that something you did a lot of? Is something you think you're good at? What do you think when it comes to that?
I knew the pass protection in college, learning the basic ones right now. I think it's something I can do, and I think it's something I can improve on. I think that probably that's my biggest thing to improve on, so it's something I've been working on all offseason, and I've been getting with Coach Rathman to talk about that and see what I can do to get better.
It feels like that's, you know, if you can play, for example, a third down, obviously, in this league, I mean, in order to do what you do well, you kind of have to do
yes,
that.
Stay in. Yes, I think obviously if I just go in on third down, people know it's pass. But I think I used to look up to guys like Warwick Dunn and Brian Westbrook, and obviously throughout their career they got better and better. I've seen a lot of guys my size be well at pass blocking, so I think I could be the next guy to do that.
When you were in high school, did you play running back too in high school?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't a matter of you were a receiver your whole career.
Oh no!
You flipped around.
I ran for 3,000 yards in high school. I was first team All State as a running back, so I played it.
Why did you go to receiver then?
We had a lot of good running backs. It was like you said, it's a system. So we had a lot of good running backs, and I had to wait my time. And they wanted me to be have an instant impact on the field, so I could do that at receiver and returner.
Were you excited when you realized, all right, that I get to go back to the position? Yeah.
I mean, yes, I was excited because it's more familiar than just learning the whole route tree. In high school, I ran a lot of the routes, but I didn't have to run the whole route tree all the time. It was kind of, you know, one or two times a game. But I was excited to play running back. I mean, receiver, you know, you might catch one pass, may not catch anymore. Running back, you know, there's opportunity for carries. So I think that was really important in college playing receiver because it taught me the game is very opportunistic. And I think that's helped me because even with runs, even if you're getting another carry, you don't know what's going to happen on the next carry, so you got to make the most out of that first run.
What's the best piece of advice you've gotten about rookie minicamp and maybe staying out of the way in terms of getting out of here the first 3 days?
Just rookie minicamp, just shut up and listen, first off. And even when the vets are here, just wait to be seated. You don't want to piss a vet off by sitting in their seat. So that's basically all I've heard. Just be polite, shut up and listen. Don't say anything, and wait to sit.
Who gave you that advice?
Everybody. Keith Marshall, Matt Days, a lot of people. And I've even heard it on Twitter. I've seen when Darius Leonard, he met Randy Moss, he even said the same thing. So I think it's when you hear it a lot of times, obviously it's a common theme to be true.
A few months ago, you were balanced student-athlete. Last question. This is your job. Does that change your approach?
I mean, I always took football really serious. I don't think it really changed my approach, but it's definitely a lot easier when I don't have accounting and IT classes. I mean, now I've just been studying my playbook all day and playing Fortnite. So, I mean, I think it's been a lot easier just studying and learning the playbook.
What was your major?
IT. Business management, IT.
So you're second?
You ran track, right?
Yes.
A lot?
Yes. I ran all the way through college.
Every year?
Yes.
Your sister is really fast, too, right?
Yes. She's a hurdler. She's a hurdler at NC State with me, twin sister.
Can I ask one more question about sisters? All right. How much did that push you when you were younger, like her speed-wise? Because she beat you for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she beat me until I was like 11. So I think that really established my competitive nature. Obviously, I hate losing, and I think when you lose to your sister and she's bragging about it, it makes you even more competitive. So now, like, honestly, I have that mentality, like, basically to beat me, you have to kill me just because of that. So